conscious of it when you make waste in the nature or see documentaries about plastic in the ocean. But more simply, you realize it when you feel it filling your waste in your bin at home. You see how quickly it can to get food. We produce waste. This is a fact. In Germany, we have about 630 kilogram municipal waste per inhabitant in 2017, according to Eurostat. This waste production is intimately connected to the prosperity of industry countries. At some point, you can ask yourself, why is it like this? What happened to this waste? Is it recycled? Is it burned? Does it end as landfill? And can I do something about it? I think that anyone in this room, no matter if expert, politician, or citizen, who agree with this, anyone produces waste. And this waste must be managed. I think that proposes an answer. First, reducing waste, especially unnecessary waste. And second, look for more sustainable solutions for existing waste. We will see in this panel of today's conference this
So 636 kilograms of waste, this is a lot, and this is somehow simply indecent. And that's why we created the Association Zero Waste in 2016, so we collect, discuss, and push for zero waste solutions, drive projects, or organize events to promote the zero waste vision. We started at the level of daily life, so the zero waste lifestyle, and what motivates us at most is to show that zero waste has a bright side. So reducing waste does not mean reducing, like for instance in the whole story, when you rethink the way you do the waste, you also rethink your consumption and your relation to resources. And this brings a kind of fulfillment and a feeling of happiness. So we thought, however quickly, the necessity to promote zero waste at a bigger scale in the business area and in municipalities. And this is why we also joined the Zero Waste Europe Network in 2017 to share experiences, to benefit from a long and competent knowledge, and as much as possible to not reinvent the wheel.
In February last year, we suggested the city of Kiel to go for a zero waste journey and join other zero waste cities. Kiel is already oriented to a sustainable future with its climate protection plan. It is also twin city of San Francisco, already zero waste city. A few months later, the city council voted a resolution to actively follow this way and go for a zero waste commitment. The city registered as Zero Waste Europe, and a concrete zero waste project shall start very soon. It is in this perspective that we decided jointly with Zero Waste Europe to organize this conference today in Kiel and defined with them the program. We choose the topics to fit for the best to the German context and provide inspiration and input to our city, to other German cities, but also to our Baltic neighboring cities. This conference shall provide a complete view of what a zero waste city is.
So the idea of waste production is not new. It's present in Germany, so in communes, institutions, non-profit organizations since the 70s. It is also included in the German law. But the word in zero waste is something new in Germany, perhaps 5, organization did however not exist yet. That's why we chose, with the support of New Rescue Europe, for the creation